What is up, everybody? My name is Christoph B. I am formerly known as Chunk, formerly known as Ambassador. I am here for another episode of Extra Normal Podcast. Alongside me is
Brianna Kaye. Hey guys, everybody, what's up?
Hey everybody, something I forget to do every single time, but if you're watching on Twitch, YouTube, whatever,
TikTok,
rotary phone, TikTok, make sure you like and subscribe, give some stars, give some subscriptions, get some notifications, know when we're going on, because we go live for all the mess it is. Like, we're not, this ain't pre-recorded, you know. I edit out some of my mistakes because I gotta keep a perfect reputation. But anyways, we are here. How are you? Are you good?
Yeah, I'm excited for our topic tonight.
You're excited about it? I thought this would creep you out.
Some of the ways that people die, it's definitely a misfortune.
So she said the word die, which means that leads us to our topics. We're talking about the weird and wild ways that people die. The peculiar, not necessarily the most painful, the worst way. We're going to talk about maybe the weirdest ways, because like we were saying earlier on a little snippet, but we jumped on live for a hot second and jumped off.
Foolish mortals.
Foolish mortals.
But we're going to be talking about just all the fucking bizarre ways foolish of
mortals.
People.
Foolish mortals.
Foolish mortals. Yeah.
We're going to do a disclaimer that even though we're talking about crazy, mysterious ways that people die,
yes,
we are not like making fun.
We are not advocates for death.
No, absolutely not.
In any form.
And so, yeah. So even though this is, it's kind of cool and interesting at the same time, we feel a lot of empathy and sadness for these people that have passed away, for these unfortunate circumstances and events in their lives.
Yeah. I mean, it's a lot of like, I feel bummed out, but also too, if I died in any of these ways that we were going to mention tonight, I kind of want people to mention it on shit like this. Like, would you be okay? I don't want to say, would you want to die in one of these weird ways? Cause I know you wouldn't.
Do you want to die? Sorry.
I don't know that
I
one.
I had to.
I'm just kidding.
90s kids.
90s. Look it up. Look up the 90s. Would you be okay with dying in one of these ways for the story? For your memory to live on and
it depends on which one.
Podcasts forever.
YouTube clips. Once we get started, like maybe, but like
okay.
Some of them. Like definitely not the first two that I'm gonna talk about.
Well, why don't you say the first one? Why don't you go first? Because this first? Is something I delve in deep. This is new. I feel like you're in uncharted territories.
Okay. So I think I'm going to not say the name of the people. I mean, it's online. You can Google it, but I don't know. I feel weird saying their name.
Whatever you're comfortable with.
Okay.
Jane Doe and
so,
John Doe.
Since it is Sunday, a lot of people still do their worshiping of God on Sunday. So I thought that this was also
kind of a popular day in the
worth fitting for their churchgoers. So
they got in their prayers before.
So this one's about a pastor. So this pastor decided to go the extreme to really give a epic. He wanted really to bring in his followers, you know, of the Lord into a new way to really get them to focus. And I guess this in this dramatic way, he thought he could get through to a lot of people to really hear and study the word. So he decided to highlight the drama of his sermon one day by demonstrating the seven deadly sins with his revolver loaded with a blank cartridge. He was going to play Russian roulette with his gun in front of his audience. And as he addressed each deadly sin, he would put the gun to his head and pull the trigger. All was well for the first couple sins.
He got through sloth and then he.
But after of them, right? Another of the spins of the gun, he put it to his head and pulled the trigger and the blank pierced his skull. Caused fatal brain injury as he fell backwards. Cause so you could imagine like. Everybody's watching like, oh my God, this dramatic, he fell backwards. Like, you know, cause after the first two times he was fine, but by the third time when he did it, three's a charm, they say, he fell backwards off the stage. And so people thought, oh, it's part of the show. And after a few minutes go by, people were like, okay, you know, he's, stop he's being with the a really act. Good actor, you know? So once they went to go find him, as he fell backwards off the stage, at first the audience believed it was part of the dramatic flair. And
this guy's good.
And that he would soon be back up on stage and resume his sermon. When he failed to do so, some of the congregation went to see what he was doing and found him bleeding on the floor behind the stage. He was rushed to the hospital, but it was impossible to save him. So happy Sunday. Happy church
day. That is
day.
Wild. That it was a
to
blank.
All the pastors listening and preachers. Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Just get,
you know,
use the good book. Use the good book.
It's funny because our daughter was actually just, she went to church with her grandma today. And she was just talking about how church is so boring because we were raised very Catholic. And she's just like, why is church?
Catholic is
why?
Not the spiciest.
And she's only
church,
nine.
Except
she's
before
just like,
behind back.
Why is
back
church
doors?
So boring? Like, why? What could we do to make church more exciting? And I just said, you know, the Catholic church
live
is
rounds.
Very traditional in that sense. Yeah,
live
rounds.
Handguns and live rounds.
I left that out. I didn't tell her about that.
Well,
but I said, you know, there are churches that do make things a little bit more lively. But
sure.
At the end of the day, it's about the message. And
well, they didn't
I
make
don't
it.
Know if that was this guy's karma.
I would say he didn't make it more lively. He made it more deathly.
Foolish.
We did it.
Foolish mortals.
Foolish mortals.
That's a good one. That's a really good one. I appreciate that one. I'm drinking a beer, which leads me to my first story. Death by beer.
Oh, nice.
Did you hear about this one?
No.
The London beer flood.
Okay.
In 1814.
Wait, really quick. We're gonna do a competition. So whether you're following us on whatever,
oh, that's some ASMR.
That's a nice pouring. Sound, huh?
Yeah, it's nice.
We want to know which stories that you like the best. So,
oh
mine.
No,
mine.
Oh no,
mine.
Is this a competition
a
now?
Mine.
Oh,
a
shit,
mine.
I'm gonna
go
lose.
Go ahead.
The London beer flood was. You know, this is like pre-breweries everywhere. It was basically factories for brewing. But in London, in 1814, there was a brewery that just had a bunch of fucking beer they brewed.
Mm-hmm.
And on October 17th, one of the vats, one of the valves became loose. And the person kind of in charge of monitoring, you know, walked by and he said, oh my God, one of the valves, which is something apparently happened. All the time. So that he brought it to the supervisor who was like, ah, don't worry. Like it's everything's going to be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the giant vat of beer burst.
Okay.
It burst. And this is, and it caused others to burst. And it burst between 128,000, 323,000 imperial gallons. I don't know what imperial gallons, but gallons is a lot of beer went flooding into the fucking city. Like the slums part of the city, and it rushed through and it killed 8 people.
Oh wow!
Including 5 people who were at a wake.
Was it
for a 2-year-old?
Was it the pressure?
I think it was
of how it
why,
how it burst or just like
it burst because the valve
they
like everything
drowned.
They literally drowned.
Wow!
And the force too, like of the but it killed 8 people.
Wow!
And apparently 5 of them died. During the wake they were having for their 2-year-old. Could you imagine being at a fucking wake and you're like, and you're mourning a 2-year-old, probably one of your family members.
Right.
And then 5 other your family members die by being doused in beer, essentially. Like that's not a good week for you.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a good week for you.
That's horrible.
That's awful. That's my story. I think so far you're winning. But we're not keeping score, but I'm a little bit set. I'm a little bit competitive all of a sudden. Are we going back and forth?
Back, forth.
Let me do this one too, because I found a lot of fucking, for some reason I got hovering on drowning. What do you think is worse than drowning in beer?
You know what I asked somebody, and I because I always thought my biggest fear, worst way of dying would be from drowning. And somebody told me. That they thought it would be peaceful.
It is supposed to be peaceful.
All is silent.
It's supposedly
peaceful. Like, it's kind of like how you come in, you're in like liquid, right? In the stomach
mm-hmm.
When you're born.
Your mommy's liquid.
So it's very, but I think it's just the idea of just like swallowing and up to the point of the quietness is when you're already losing subconsciousness. So I don't I don't see how it could be calming.
They say it's calming, but you know it's not calming.
I feel like I almost rather get strangled.
No,
they say you're losing oxygen. Maybe. But I just feel like being filled with water, or beer in your story. I don't know. I think I would rather get strangled.
Well,
and it would be kind of hot.
I mean, if you're getting drowned, you're going to want to be either drowned in water or beer, because one of the worst ways to go is in wastewater. So there was a city official, a woman in, I think it was in 2019, mm-hmm. I believe 2019. She was inspecting a Baltimore wastewater treatment vat, which is basically shit water. Ooh. And she fell in. And she fucking drowned to death. They had to find her in wastewater.
Oh, did she not know how to swim or just ew?
I think the waste, honestly, I don't mean to get vulgar.
It just is overwhelming.
I think wastewater is probably heavier than water. Can you imagine swimming through? How's your wine?
Oh, God. Somebody just wants to join with us.
After that. I have more to say
maybe
about
in a second.
Drowning in shit water. Yes, she like was found. Like, so she fell in and she must have tried to swim up, but it was just too heavy. And probably the vat, I'm imagining that there's like a significant difference between what the sewage water was versus what like the lid of the vat was. Right. So she probably was like, she maybe was able to tread water for a while, but after a while you can't, and there's no way you're climbing
for me,
up.
It's like, I could float, you know, we all
backstroking and shit.
We all float sometimes. What do they say? I'm totally butchering.
It's from it, right? Yeah. They all float down there. I don't fucking know. I've seen that movie a bunch of times. What is I don't remember.
Okay. My next
old breaks on this one.
My next story. I don't know. It kind of reminded me of you just because you've lately, I feel like have had like a big Yeti, a Bigfoot obsession.
Before we move on.
Go ahead. What is it?
It's they all float down here. You'll float too. I forgot the line. Okay. That's what it is. Sorry. It's like it's on pillows now and all that bullshit.
I like mine better. Sorry.
Okay. You could like yours better. Nobody's.
Okay. So
like it better.
My next story, if you're just tuning in from whatever you're streaming from. We are talking about foolish mortals.
Foolish mortals.
Crazy way to die. And so my next one, again, I'm not going to like name the names of the people that we're referring to because we want to respect the dead or undead. So the next one is about somebody that thought he would do a great prank. And he was going to scare drivers into thinking they'd seen Bigfoot.
Uh-huh. Okay, that checks a box on from this show.
And this is, of course, in Montana, so.
What?
He put on a ghillie suit. So I must be a dumb fuck living under a rock. I didn't know what a ghillie suit was.
What a ghillie suit is.
Okay, I'm so glad that you said that because I had to look it up and I was like, what the fuck is this? And I looked on.
Oh, it's that thing where that you look like you're covered in fucking moss and shit. Oh, got it.
And. Yeah. I was looking on Amazon. I was like, I fucking want to buy one. I want to buy one so bad.
Stroll up to kid drop off in a ghillie suit.
So
just
so
come through the bushes.
So he put on his ghillie suit thinking this camouflage looked suitable like a Bigfoot and stood in the middle of the highway.
Okay.
And this is in August 2012. Right?
Smart choice so far. Like so far he's doing good. Yeah. So far he's doing all right.
Not one, but two cars subsequently ran him over, both unable to swerve out of the way of him in time, resulting in his death.
Too much camouflage.
For me, if you ask, like, hey, would this be a way that you would want to die? Fuck no. Like,
no.
Think about the people that would, like mock you after that. Like, why the, even your friends, like, why the fuck would he have done that? His family members, what was he thinking? Like, all for a fucking prank? No, thank you.
Well, like, when you're getting in front of a car, I mean, that's probably your first mistake.
Right.
Don't stand in the middle of a freeway, folks. If we're going to give you one piece of advice from this episode, please don't stand in the middle of a freeway. It's probably a bad idea.
Yeah.
That's nuts. That is insane. Where was this? Montana? What year was this?
2012 in August.
Oh, okay. So fairly recent. Yeah. About a decade. May he rest in peace. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming it was a dude, right? Because that's something a dude would do. You don't see a lot of ladies in ghillie suits trying
Which
to
Which is funny because now I want a ghillie suit. Now that I know what they are.
Let's get a ghillie suit. Let's make ghillie suit fashionable.
I was just like, I don't know. I just fucking, I kind of, it's sad because we always, I always like to fuck with our daughter. Like he always is like, oh God, you're going to traumatize her. But see, for me, like, she gets so mad. I would love to just be fucking pretending to be a bush and just like, especially around Halloween time. How fun would that be? Like if we did like a haunted house or something and you're just fucking chilling and then all of a sudden the bush comes alive. Hell yes.
A ghillie suit is a good haunted house.
Some look legit. Like there's some really bad ones.
What does a ghillie suit run?
Like how much can we? $60. Like they're the better ones.
Only $60?
Some the better ones are in the hundreds. But even $100, like that's fucking money it's well spent.
Worth it. Ghillie suit.
Y'all get yourself a ghillie suit, okay? This Halloween season.
Look at oh my God.
And there's like there's cheesier looking ones, but there's some that look pretty good. I'm obsessed. That was only $36.
All I want is a ghillie suit. That's all I want. This one's dumb. Well, I wonder if we can pull
that one's pretty
on.
Good.
You know, I've been hearing. You know what triggered this episode?
What
spurring this episode?
What?
Is that I found out, I saw on, I don't know where it was, social media somewhere, that some lady died because she was on a beach.
Yeah.
Because an umbrella impaled her. She was hanging out on a beach. And
is
the wind.
Just so windy.
It's so windy. The big old umbrella came flying at her.
How soon? Her. Was this recently? Oh my God. Like that scares me because I love, like I'm one of those girls that I love my parasol. I was actually just walking.
Well, I don't think it was a parasol. I think but
you could use it as a.
You could use it as a
mine's
pretty
both.
Significant
mine's
weapon.
Water resistant. So it, oh my God, mine totally.
You like the pointy ones too.
Yeah,
you
like I was going to say, mine's like the vintage goth.
Yeah,
so
actually, you could murder someone.
Yeah,
hold on tight to that umbrella because you could kill somebody.
And it's been windy lately. Fuck, I'm scared. I don't want to go that way.
You said, and it's been windy.
Shut up. It has.
But
it's gonna blow me away, or it's gonna impale me.
Could you imagine just chill on the beach? Because the beach is the ultimate fucking like life is okay, right? Like nothing. When you're on the beach,
I get bored at the beach.
I know, me too. But it's the ultimate symbolism of like, I don't have shit to do. I'm in relaxed mode. Like you're not gonna be. I mean, I know there's
plenty. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
I know they played beach volleyball and Top Gun, but pretty much most people are just kind of flapping around on the beach.
Good Vibrations by the Beach Boys.
But yeah, that vibe. We're not beach people because I'm too antsy, so I'm not really. But
I was
for most
say,
people,
because we were so goth when we were young.
We were beach goths. Is there beach goths? There's got to be beach goths.
It's hilarious.
I'm sure on Instagrams there's beach goths.
It's hysterical.
Yeah.
Anyways, continue.
So I just can't believe that. That triggers one of my like psychoses that is like fucking concerned, like obsessed with the fact that like at any point. You could have the ultimate fucking, you could be eating the best meal of your life and there's an earthquake and you fall in the fucking crack. Like,
well, it's so true. Like you hear people like just at a stop sign or at a red light and like the ground underneath them caves in. What do they call that? What is it called?
Sinkholes.
Yeah. Sinkholes. Yeah. And they go fucking like miles down. Like how the fuck does it open up that much? Like it's insane.
And we all picture ourselves like the dramatic part of ourselves. We picture ourselves like dying in a blaze of glory or dying in a peaceful death after some significant life. Could you imagine like halfway through your life, you're scrolling through fucking Twitter, looking at cat memes and you die right after that. Like your last action in life is looking at a fucking cat meme, which is not too bad.
If it made you smile, then it was worth it, right?
And it was probably a fun ride down.
I don't know. They'd be talking about there's like worms down there that are like a mile long and shit. Like, I don't know if I want
Wait,
to see
what's what?
You haven't heard that? Google it.
I am.
That's factual.
That worms that are a mile long?
Like deep in the center. Not the center, but like low. Like we're talking like.
Is this like ancient alien shit or is this like.
No.
Like.
This is like.
National Geographic shit.
I would say more National Geographics for sure. As I pour myself a tall glass of wine.
Worms million miles long. Worms
not
frozen.
Not million.
Oh, you said a million.
Is that, but that came out? Someone said that? I would say like a mile long.
No.
They're long and they're strong.
Worms from hell. Unearthed possibility of extraterrestrial life. Whoa, what is this? It's an old article though. They do a little bit of an aside. Apparently, there's like these mystery holes that mm-hmm. scientists found on the ocean floor that are kind of like confusing scientists. But there's some people who are claiming that it has something to do with aliens.
Possibly.
Because they're perfectly aligned. So they're I'll pull it. We'll pull this up on social medias. And
don't even get me started on my alien shit, because you already know what? That I'm agree.
I'm just trying to these holes right here. We'll post it.
Yeah.
But they're like, scientists are like, what the fuck are these? And of course, people point it to aliens. But who knows? Who fucking knows? There are holes in the ground. I have no fucking clue. Sure, I'm sure on anything. Whatever you want to call it.
Are you want to do your next?
I can
story.
Well, I did the beach one. Oh, I did the deadly beach umbrella. We're really plowing through these. These are going through like magic, like fucking magic. We're really.
All right. So
how many people die a day?
That's just a sad thought. How many people are born a day?
How many?
I wonder if it's.
Oh, it's more people are born a day because the population's growing.
Yeah.
But I wonder what that number is. How many people die a day? World population. So deaths per day, approximately. So, you know, take a guess of how many people you think die per day in the world. This is world rate. Don't look. Did you just try to?
No, I swear. I looked over because there's a lot of like stuff flashing at
there
me.
Is. There is shiny objects for sure.
So worldwide?
Worldwide per day.
I would say 1 million.
No.
You're more?
Low. No.
Lower than that?
You really overshot that.
Oh, 500,000?
No. Approximately 36,741 people die every day in the world.
Wow.
Per hour, it's about 1,500 people. So by the time in between us starting this episode and us ending this episode, about 1,500 people will die. Not our fault, though. Not our fault.
Why you gotta set the mood like that?
If you want to count 60 seconds, about 26 people die in there. Let's talk about
penises getting chopped off. Who's ready? A gypsy man. Who had previously survived after chopping his own penis off.
Okay.
Died in his caravan naked, covered in blue paint at his campsite near Middleborough, Northern England. In June 2015, 41-year-old, we're not going to mention names, had frightened.
You're really dedicated to that. Yeah. No, Nathan. I like it.
Had frightened drivers and in previous year when he was seen wandering on the highway covered in blood and bringing the traffic to a stand hall as he searched for his severed penis.
Oh, I hate it when you lose your dick. Oh, it's the worst.
A coroner ruled his death as misadventure. I mean, yes. That is a misadventure.
Misadventure. Can we please, whatever happens to me, even if I get murdered, can we please list my cause of death as misadventure? Or oopsies.
It's just such the story just doesn't even make sense.
They can't.
Why did he chop his penis off? Why was he covered in blue paint? Like,
he was auditioning for the Blue Man Group.
I mean, or Avatar.
I mean, he got attention. You know? Or Avatar, the sequel. It's like, fuck CGI. I'm into practical effects. Fuck that, man. I wore cat ears.
He was a gypsy.
Avatar.
Gypsies are awesome, though.
You might be onto something because avatars.
They don't have wieners?
They don't have dicks.
Yeah, they do.
No, they don't. Remember, they fucked via hair braids.
They don't fuck with their hair
braids. They fuck with hair braids. I watched the movie.
Stop.
Twice.
No.
Yeah.
That's how they like.
That's how they get it on.
That's how they connect. No.
Yeah.
So you're saying they just like mental fuck because that's like connecting. No,
the braids are like where they share the juices.
Somebody that is live streaming, go to your live stream. I need to know. Like, can somebody like tell me either on your stream, ask this person, or on TikTok.
You.
How do the avatars have sex?
They, by hair.
They don't. They probably connect hold their hair.
Hold on, hold on.
Someone just said I'm going to watch it now.
Avatar.
Tiana, please tell us.
Avatar.
Because I am a huge Avatar fan. Like,
my laptop.
I'm going to be so mad at myself if that's true. No. Okay.
Hold on.
That is not accurate.
Hold on.
No.
Hold on.
No. Wait, no. Could I say my point? Because if that's true, then they fuck those things that they ride on, the horse things. And then that means that they fuck the flying fucking pterodactyls that they fly on.
Yeah. Avatars are horse fuckers.
No.
They probably
connect mentally with those things. Uh-huh. But they don't fuck that way. Because she was like straddling him.
Okay. Here's one response at least. Navi are fictional and have no genitals at all.
I'm disappointed.
Yeah. They're horse fuckers. Now you want to watch them.
No. That is impossible.
How is that impossible?
Because they say that they mate. Remember the ex-boyfriend?
They mate with a lot of different creatures.
You mate my woman? You mate my woman? You don't mate mentally?
They mate with those pterodactyls.
Oh, my God.
They get it on with a lot of...
No. It doesn't make sense. Please, somebody, please help me. Please help me.
Well, they wear loincloths.
Even my filter's going crazy right now. So there's a little bit of...
Why do Navi wear loincloths if their ponytails are their genitalia?
What? Wait. Read it without laughing. Oh, my God. I'm getting warm. I'm going to, strip right now, everybody. I'm getting really heated. No. I don't think I can watch the next Avatar. I'm angry.
I burned you from
that. How the fuck did she get pregnant with that kid then? Spoiler alert. I don't know if you saw the trailer, but they have a kid. Come on. That's going to be his one, human thing that he's going to be missing.
Can I read can I repeat something from Reddit?
Go ahead.
Someone asked a question. Why do the Navi wear loincloths if their ponytails are their genitalia?
It's a very good question. I want to know.
The only question for that movie.
I want to know. I'm so mad right now. Who else?
James
is mad?
Cameron, why?
How could you do this?
It's there was too much.
Look at how I'm filling this bottle up.
There was too much.
I'm angry. This is.
I burst your bubble. I am sorry.
It's not true.
It is true.
I don't believe it.
We need to have an investigative report.
Even our real cat down there.
Okay, so there was like a romantic scene. What did they do?
She was straddling him.
Yeah.
And she said, "Oh, Jake." That was his name, Jake. But she called. She had her
little French
Navi accent. Navi. Jake, my Jake.
And then what'd she do? What'd she do?
What's a Q-E? That's probably their hair thing that connects, right?
A Q-E, it
says
I don't know.
They connect that way. But see, here's my issue. If they connect that way, then that means they're fucking the animals that they're riding.
Well, they got one little, it was little tangles. They got one little tangle. Is that it's the fucking wire.
The fuck tangle?
It's the fuck wire, yeah.
And so you just you just decide what kind of tangle you want to use. Okay, this is the one to fuck you, and this is the one to ride you.
Yep.
Not to fuck you.
Yep.
But to ride you as a horse. And this one
non-sensual
ride.
Riding.
Fucking pterodactyl dragon thing. I don't understand. I'm very upset, Disney. I need answers.
Well, it wasn't owned by Disney. Now, maybe. I don't know what I don't know what Disney's going to do. They won't add genitalia. They'll just avoid the question.
I'm upset.
Why? This is the movie you liked. You chose your fate.
Oh, my God. I mean, I guess that's why they say, aliens, they don't have mouths, and... If they do have mouths, they don't use them to speak because they talk telepathically. Fuck too,
probably.
So you can. Anyways, yeah. we got off the tangent of getting a dick chopped off to being painted in blue to Avatar.
To having your whole world crumble.
My world is crumbled right now. I'm very sad.
We got to write a petition.
I don't know why it bothers me so much because I don't know. I guess
it's because
there's something erotic about it. Like their passion and the way that they fell in love and you know, like knowing that he was really human, but he was in this avatar body, and then like, you know, to experience that love connection, but then not be able, be able to like fuck her the way that like the way that he knows as a human. But I don't know, maybe telepathically,
just follicle fucking. That's like, it.
Fucking is better. I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm not there yet.
Telepathic. Yeah. I don't know. I think we need to start a petition. Disney, show us them genitals. What's under those loincloths? It's time to get answers.
Brings me to like an interesting conversation that I was having with one of my Hindu clients the other day. I love talking to her. She's just, we're both so open-minded about religion and the way she was raised, where I was raised. And she was talking about like reincarnation and like, you know, and I'm very open-minded that even though I was raised very Catholic, like I was like, okay, well then, if we're reincarnated and we're trying to every time we come back, we're trying to be the best version of ourselves, right? And then you hit nirvana, but there's other stages of nirvana. So when you finally hit that like final stage, like, so I was asking her, so like, okay, so if you believe in this reincarnation, which I'm totally open-minded into also believing, I was like, what does it mean? Like if you believe in heaven, right? And she was like, yes, we believe that there's a heaven.
Yeah.
And you're coming back to try to reach this perfect state of nirvana. Like, so in that process, every time you come back, you know, in human life form, where does that mean like Earth is, and where is hell? Is hell here on Earth? And she was like, yes, like this is basically because of our karma and because of like handling situations in our life. We keep coming back and we're like reliving situations and, you know, having to go through things that we didn't handle well in the previous life. So we're supposed to come back as making this perfect person eventually to where we reach nirvana. And I thought it was really interesting because I, like she was telling me eventually how to reach nirvana, which to me as a human, that's probably why we all just keep coming back. I mean, obviously there's some that are reaching it than others. But
Papa John from the
people, basically like we're supposed to reach the state like where if somebody like something drastic like this, if somebody like kills your sister, kills your brother,
that'd be crazy because I didn't even know I had a sister.
I'm just saying
got it
I'm speaking to the viewers, not
got it, got it, got it, like, got it, noted.
You're so vain.
I'll sit back again.
I bet you think this song is about you, don't you?
Who's that song about? Anyways.
Not you.
No. I know that much. I'm not that vain.
So basically you're supposed to be like, everything is supposed to be like, not like, I don't even know how to express it, but it's not supposed to phase you in the way of being angry, being upset, being pissed off at God. You're supposed to just let it be because that is what's meant to be. And you're supposed to, that's we're human and it's hard for us to fathom. But each time we die and we're reincarnated, this is what we're working towards. And when you think of like the Dalai Lama, and a lot of Tibetan, you know, monks like that, they understand that more. Like
more,
they,
but I don't know if the natural, I don't like, so if the Dalai Lama, like he was kicked out of Tibet, right?
Yeah, but look at
I don't know if he was not upset at any point. I think that he's very forgiving, but I think that he might have been upset. I don't know how you
if he's a true Dalai Lama, I mean, he couldn't be upset.
I think outwardly he's not upset because he wants to show forgiveness.
Then he's not the true Dalai Lama.
Well, I don't know.
You know,
I don't know.
Would be controversy because in look at Jesus, because if Jesus was the true Son of God, you would think he wouldn't get angry, but he did, like a human.
Didn't he flip tables at one point? He flipped tables, right?
He got upset. Yeah, he got upset because, yeah. But that's the whole thing. Like, you're not in reincarnation to reach this, like, potential of true state of nirvana. Things aren't supposed to phase you. And I was like, well, I'm fucked because, like, I'm sensitive. And even though I can compose myself in a situation, like I'll go back like with you and I'll talk to you. Oh, that person really upset me because of whatever. And talking about it for me, like helps, that's my therapy, helps it me relieve the stress and the animosity that I have. I couldn't just embody that and just let it go. Because even though I could let it go in a sense of forgiveness, like it would affect me. Like if somebody shot my brother, like I would be upset about it. You know, like how could you not?
Yeah. Right? I don't know how you could, I can't feasibly see me. And you know me, I think I'm a good forgiving person. Like I have a forgiving but I don't know how you would get to the point where if something happened, your instinct, your immediate, like, wouldn't be to be angry. And you could burl that and you could say that's not maybe the right response, but
right.
But it's human nature would be hard to
It's kick hard for way. Us to fathom that, but that's probably because we are not in that state of consciousness.
I guess, but it's hard to picture anybody. It like besides maybe a handful of people. Anyways, the right. Nirvana must be a very, very a lightly attended event. Hey, would you want to get burned alive in a tuna vat?
I don't even know what you just said. What?
Would you want to get burned alive in a tuna vat?
Burned alive in a tuna vat.
In a tuna vat, yeah.
What is a tuna vat?
A little oven for tuna. You know when you buy tuna in the store, that it's pre-cooked, right? Because you just slop it on your bread and it gets all nasty and soupy. Well, they have to cook that. And one of the most famous brands is Bumblebee Foods. And in a Bumblebee Foods factory in Los Angeles, I believe, I think in the LA, Santa Fe Springs. So local, pretty close.
Close to us.
A person who serviced the giant, essentially megaton ovens was clean. He was essentially a janitor, like he performed cleaning functions, and he was cleaning out the tuna vat, and he got knocked in and the door shut on him, and he was cooked alive along with tuna, a giant amount of tuna.
How do they figure it out?
Well, they found them the next
day. So it wasn't like the tuna, like it wasn't also a machine that like chopped up.
No. Well, I think they did that.
Well, that's
good. Well, I think it maybe already was in pieces. I don't know the exact process of cooking tuna. I haven't researched that part yet, but I'll look into that.
Thank you.
I'll put it on my list. How is tuna cooked? But he was in there. And so he basically, the last moments of his life were just baking with a fucking giant processed fucking shitty tuna. Like... And he's actually the people who were like in charge, like the supervisors were actually charged with manslaughter because they fucked up so bad.
Wow. Yeah. Really?
They're being charged. I don't know what happened with them, but I know they got charged with, I think it was manslaughter because they were just so reckless. Like they shut it on a person and figure you'd be kind of careful with the fucking tuna. Whoa. With a giant oven. So yeah, that's a bad way to go.
That's crazy.
I'm going to say that's bad.
That's pretty bad.
That's pretty bad. How about you?
Getting burned alive.
That's the worst. That is the worst.
That would, yeah. And especially with tuna, because on top of it, I couldn't fucking
It's the worst. The like, at least you're not being cooked with, like fucking filet mignon. Like, it's fucking tuna.
Right. No.
It's just rough. It is rough all around. Like, that's got to be fucked. Like... Could you imagine the shock, like, not to get too serious on a knucklehead podcast, but just knowing that your dad, your uncle, your brother, your son, whatever, went to work and they died in that manner, like, just thinking about that in your head, it's got to be fucked. It's got to be fucked. It's got to be really fucked, so.
Yeah. No, for sure.
Anyways.
Yeah.
You got one?
I do. This is like, I don't know, like I put myself in this like woman's like predicament. And I'm just like, this would fucking suck. Cause like I love to sunbathe. So, this 57 year old.
Oh, it leaked on me. It's just like such an old timey phrase. I love to sunbathe.
I do. Okay. Sorry, it's because this is what it says. So
I know, it's just old timey phrase. I'm sorry.
57-year-old blah 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 was enjoying a spa.
I Love Lucy.
Was enjoying a spot of sunbathing on a small pleasure boat. Now that's old timey too.
Sunbathing on a pleasure boat is maybe the fucking
in the Florida Keys. So there you go. In 2008.
Oh shit.
When she was startled by a flying stingray, which I didn't even know they did that. I mean, it makes
they
sense.
They fly now?
They're flappy. By a flying stingray, which leaped out of the water and landed on her, knocking her out of her chair and causing her to hit her head on the deck. The woman died, and it's thought that it was from the impact of the fish weighing in around about 85 pounds and hitting her
at speed. You got knocked the fuck out by a...
It happened instantaneously, said her father, who was driving the boat at the time. Officials said the fish also died on impact. So they were just like...
They just collided. It was just a...
God. Like, such a... Again, like, these are just so random and just weird and wacky and just like...
It's that randomness. You know? It's just like...
I feel like for that, like, if you're like, oh, like, if you had to choose, like, I feel like that seems pretty fast and... Although it's just stupid, like I wouldn't mind dying that way if it was quick.
Out of our list, that's maybe the most one of the most okay ways to go. Maybe.
It sucks too because I love stingrays too. So I'm like, no.
I'm looking up. I don't know what caused me to do this. I just started looking up. So right, we said about 30, almost 37,000 people die a day, just generally worldwide.
How many people are born?
We didn't look that up. I want to know.
What you're gonna look at.
I'm looking up how many people. Hold on.
I'm still upset about the Avatar thing.
So
that's going to haunt my dreams.
So apparently I wanted to know how many people die by shark attack. Cause that's one of the biggest things you hear. Like it's a big fear. Like, oh my God, sharks are scary.
Yeah.
I think sharks are scary. I might be in the minority on this, but I think sharks are scary. But did you know each year worldwide there are 10 deaths, only 10 deaths attributable to shark attacks?
Oh, I thought there'd be more than that.
Compared to 150 deaths worldwide caused by falling coconuts.
No.
Yep.
There's more death by falling coconuts than shark attacks?
Mm-hmm. So wow. Watch out.
The
don't
fucking
look up.
Media, man, they make you fucking scared. These sharks are getting more aggressive every year. These fucking coconuts are getting more aggressive every year. That fucking tree is getting more aggressive than the fucking shark.
They're bought out by big coconut. They
just like, fuck.
The media's bias against fucking sharks. It's all that advertising money. That's what it is. Coconuts. People are always advertising coconut rum and all that stuff. So, you know, they don't want to. So apparently also people are killed more each year in terms of animal deaths by elephants, crocodiles, bees, and others.
Wow.
And wars, of course. Wars is not fucking surprising because humans are fucking violent.
True.
Crazy.
Wow.
Crazy stuff. Did you hear about, I got another one. They were rattling off. Gary Hoy. Did you hear about Gary Hoy?
No.
He was a Canadian attorney, and he also sold shit, right? He was slaying stuff.
Recently?
This was in, I believe, 1993. I believe it was in 1993. Let me double check before I promise that. Well, it says Gary Hoy, born January 28th, 1955 to July 9th, 1993. So I'm assuming this happened in 1993. I'm going to take a wild leap. But in 1993, he was a Canadian lawyer, and he was in the Toronto Dominion Center, advertising his a product. He was also because he was a lawyer and also a business person. Right. He had these windows that were like break free, almost like this rings of like Elon Musk and his Cybertruck, right? He did demonstrations. He told everybody, we could all see where this is heading, folks. He said, oh, my windows are unbreakable. Like, you could do anything to them. Don't worry.
It does sound like Elon.
And he decided he had this little trick, this little demonstration trick where he would go full force. He was about 160 pounds. He wasn't a gigantic man. I think he was about 160. He wasn't gigantic, but he ran full force towards windows and bumped into him and was like, look at me. I'm fine.
Oh, no.
You all can run right into the windows. Don't nobody do this in an office or hotel. Please don't do this. This is the dumbest thing ever. Mm. He was an attorney, so he had to be fairly bright, but this is the dumbest thing ever. And he did it this one time to show off the window, but the window didn't break.
He broke.
Well, no. The window, actual glass didn't break. The window frame popped out, and he took a ride with the window and fell to his death.
Off the, how many
stories? I think it was about seven stories. I believe it was about seven stories. Yeah. The window didn't break, though, to his credit.
So, and the window,
glass didn't break.
It didn't break, but and the window didn't break his fall either.
The window did not break his fall. I'm pretty sure on impact, the window probably broke.
Wow.
But that's fucking
insane. That's a foolish mortal.
Foolish mortals.
That is a foolish mortal
who is an attorney, which means that even attorneys can do dumb things, everybody. So give yourself, if you're an attorney out there listening, watching, give yourself some slack if you do dumb things. At least you didn't run through a fucking window on the seventh story of a building just to steal some windows. I mean, that window sale was, the crazy thing is that window sale was probably worth about, I don't know, I'm going to go on a limb. I don't know fucking business. Was worth probably about $1,000 sale. That's or just 10,000. You know
what that is? That's just, it doesn't matter what the fuck he is. He's a cocky motherfucker.
He's cocky. Oh yeah, for sure.
Overly confident.
Yeah,
that is a Elon Musk type.
Elon Musk did the same exact thing without obviously any damage to him.
He was smart enough to know.
He's like, look at my Cybertruck windows, and he chuck like some heavy object. I think it was like a. I don't know what the fuck it was. It was a ball of sorts. He's like, it's not going to break. And it fucking broke, right? Live on fucking television.
Yeah.
Live on social meds. But, you know, he went for it. He went for it. He tried it out. It didn't work. Sometimes you can't bat 1,000%.
You got to respect a little bit for, you know.
And he's just like, fuck it.
Some people will never have that confidence even once in their life. So
yeah, that's right. Way to go, Elon.
At least Elon's still alive. At least he didn't go through the window. He's no longer with us because of his.
He is no longer with us. Yeah, he made one too many sales.
Well, that's another thing. Going back to like the reincarnation, it's like eventually.
Yeah.
When we are reincarnated, and eventually when we do hit the Nirvana, like the complete version of, because there's different stages of Nirvana too.
Mm-hmm. There's the bleach phase. There's the in uterus one.
R.I.P. Kurt Cobain.
All right,
but when we hit that final stage, I wonder if he reaches. Do you think he reaches final stage?
No, because I think, I'm not saying he was a bad dude, because based on your criteria, fucking Nirvana, he got angry. He
did a lot of drugs.
Yeah. I don't know about drugs as a disqualifier, but he got angry for sure. And
I think substance abuse falls into humanity. So if you're trying,
you don't get in if you do drugs.
I feel like if you are hitting Nirvana, you don't need drugs because you are at this state of consciousness where you are
natural high.
Where mentally you are so in sync with yourself that you don't need any type of substance. Nothing phases you. So you don't need to be phased by a drug.
What level away from Nirvana do you think the entirety of the group at NSYNC is? Do you think they're close to Nirvana, or do you think they're
NSYNC?
Yeah,
the band.
Yeah, I think JC Chazé is probably pretty close.
He's high up there.
Joey Fatone seems like a nice guy. At least I don't know what that means. I don't fucking know what that means.
Why are we talking about this again?
I don't fucking know, because I want to know how far away.
No, because I was talking about Johnny consciousness Boy, and like.
Gary, I said a name. Sorry.
Because it was the ego. It's like you reach that state of like you fail. You have no ego about it. It's like, I failed. Who the fuck cares?
I fell through seven stories. Who cares? Next step.
And you just, yeah. Yes.
So Gary Hoy, he flew. He didn't fly. He fell. And
he came. He saw. His ego took control, and he died.
Okay. Well, there's your shitty death limerick. I came. I didn't conquer.
Foolish mortals.
Foolish mortals.
What are your thoughts on reincarnation? Do you
me?
Yeah. Do you think that?
I don't fucking know.
Do you?
I think it's some way.
Like for me, being raised Catholic, right? But hearing my Hindu friend talk to me about it, and she also went to Catholic school. So for her, like Hindu, as weird as this is gonna fucking sound, Catholicism and Hinduism like connect in the sense of like. Catholicism, we believe in a lot of saints, right? Well, in Hinduism, there's a lot of gods. So there's this like correlation of like, well, maybe it's the same, but interpreted a little bit differently.
I don't know.
In a different religion. And when you psychoanalyze it in a different language, you know, so it's like when she's speaking, you know, Hindi and then in English, maybe it's just like gods, angels, a little bit different.
I think that reincarnation is a form for me and like, it's all gravy if you believe in it, but I think it's a form of pseudoscience in that I do think in some broader level, reincarnation is sort of a thing in that, like, when we die, we become compost and we contribute to some form.
I think that's when you hit nirvana. That's when you hit the perfect stage in nirvana.
I'm talking about on a scientific molecular level, when you die, you become compost, right? Just biologically, you become fodder for mealworms, right? Or maggots. And so that is contributing because something's going to eat that maggot. Something's going to take the nutrients from the maggot. Your body might become nutrients for a tree or whatever the fuck. I don't know.
Right.
And in some form, that is like a broader, gigantic view of reincarnation in that like, we're all kind of part of the same cycle and some it's sharing atoms. Like atoms are all shared. It's all cyclical. It's all, we share our fucking, our biology once we're dead and wherever that goes, it's not a pure reincarnation form where like, if I'm bad, I'm going to turn into an animal.
Yeah.
But in some way unless you put us in a box, I mean, it's harder that way, but you somehow become readapted to the broader kind of pool of atoms to share with.
Well, so one of our viewers had commented, heaven and hell doesn't exist. They said don't, but I'm going to correct their writing. Doesn't exist. We have no spirit when we die.
Okay.
And we die and that's it. And I 100% do not agree with that person. I don't agree with you. I'm sorry.
Okay.
And for me, like the reason why, like, so we're just having an open conversation. It's not like me judging you and saying you're wrong. This is what makes the world go round, right? Like we all have our different views. I feel like I've witnessed people die in the sense of I've watched their last breath taken from them. And for me, I cannot accept the fact, like watching somebody right in front of me pass away. It's almost in the sense of like, I saw their soul taken from them. Like there was life and there was spirit in their body and then it was gone. So I just don't believe in the sense of like, there's no spirit, there's no heaven and hell. I could be more open-minded. Like when my Hindu client told me that, like, we are here on earth and that is hell. Like I could be open-minded to that. Because we are all living with our karma from our last life and the karmas that we've done in this life. And it's all like everything we do in our life is going to affect us either in this life and the next life. It's all repercussion, right? So for me, whether it's like a money grab, like this person that's commenting is trying to say, for me, that's how I feel about that. But like, I feel like, no, there's so much more. I feel like there's so much more. I feel like we are star children. We came from somewhere. We were made by something.
Hold on, I'm gonna,
and we will go somewhere.
I'm gonna butcher a fucking Shakespeare quote. Ready?
Okay, go ahead. And some say Shakespeare was not a real person.
Should I get my Shakespearean voice ready? Horatio, there is more on heaven and earth than any of your philosophies. Basically, meaning I butchered it. I don't give a shit. Mm-hmm. But it also means that we barely know shit, right?
Right.
And our understanding of science is immense compared to what we knew in the past, right? Yeah. And I think that for me, I think, and just so this person chatting is, just so they know, like, I am not a religious spiritual guy, and
she's not. She is. Mm-hmm. And so that conversation is endlessly.
You say this to me, but you do believe in a higher power.
No, I don't. Not necessarily. I believe in the. I believe in. Here's the thing is I am so wishy-washy that I believe in the possibility of it. And I believe that there is a because.
Is that because you have hope?
I mean, I like it. That sounds great. But I don't know. I mean, it sounds nice. I think that everybody should have the fucking. And I do think that there is abuse in religion. Of course, I think there's fucking abuse of religion. Yeah. There's no doubt. And the and a lot of the religions are awful at that. But do I give a. Like, I give a shit when they start judging people for the person they choose to love, the person when they take advantage of the people who shouldn't be giving up their finances, when they mm-hmm. don't take care of their community. I give a shit about that.
Yep.
Do I care that they believe that there's someone up in space? No, I don't. I just don't. I'm not passionate enough about, like, fucking science. I'm not. I'm just not passionate enough to science to be like, fuck this. Like, and I get the fact that, like, the religions have done a lot of atrocities in the name of God. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't also, for me, it also doesn't clear our need, whether it's an instinct to believe or whatever, from our need to believe in something more. Whether, right. like, it doesn't.
But I just, I guess for me, like, and I'm just maybe it's a hopeless romantic in me. Like, I look up at the stars every night, like, in the darkness, and I'm like, there's so much more. Like this life is just this life. We are just vessels in this life, but our souls go somewhere, you know? Like, and even when I had my near-death experience, and like every person that has had this experience says that they see the white light. Like, I saw that. Like, I really truly believe that there's so much more after this life. Whether like people think it's a money grab, like, you know, some of our
and it partially is, but you can believe in the organized.
I don't give a fuck if it's a money grab. I want to believe, just like I want to believe there are aliens, even though I truly do believe that there is hope for another life after this life.
And this is and this is probably too fucking heady for the subject matter we're talking about. But I think that the balance, like, I think for you and I specifically, like, not to, like, pick apart our show and everything, I think the balance is that I think you hit on something because you are hopeful and you are optimistic and you kind of believe in the existence beyond some practical evidence stuff. And I'm probably too cynical. And so meeting in the middle is not necessarily a bad thing. Like, just kind of fucking floating in the middle and just.
I just feel like. People that, like, are so, like, anti, like, believing that there's nothing after this life, they have been through some shit. Like, you know, they've had such a hard life.
Well, no, it's not even that. I don't even think it's a hard life.
Not you.
Thing.
No, I'm not.
No, but like, I'm just saying generally.
But I'm saying, like the coldness that they felt, like, it's like that there's no hope in their lives. If they could genuinely say there's no hope for the future. Those are the people I think that truly believe, you know.
I don't know if it's a no hope thing. I think that what happens with people, so there's people who genuinely believe that religion is a little bit of a scam and stuff like that. And I get that from an organized religion.
For sure.
Perspective, 100%. Because I think most churches, yes. I'll be honest with you, I think most churches are out to fucking take your money and take tax-free money. I do. I think
I'll agree with you on that.
The majority, if not a vast majority of them are.
Yeah.
But I think that, and I don't think that it's because of like a trauma, like they don't believe in it just because they're traumatized or whatever, or they've had, I think that it's just generally not a belief. They just don't have a belief. Yeah. But I think there's conflating between organized religion, which I 100% can get behind people not liking because they've interpreted a book that was arguably written, you could argue what time is written, but they're taking it and they're using it to justify discriminating against people and all kinds of shit. Like that doesn't, and they're making people believe that they need to discriminate against people and they need to look down on people or whatever the fuck it is. But I think people ragging on people's need for a belief system and people's need to think of something greater
I think that is like they throw people in that mix and they kind of like not demonize, but they fucking like they degrade people who want to believe in that. And more often than not, that's a natural thing. And not to get off to too much of a tangent, but I think that some of the people that we're going to have listening, but I think some of the people, I've had a theory that some of the people who believe in aliens but think religion is garbage. I think some people have replaced aliens with religion. Like they believe that aliens are their higher being. They're unknown.
But I believe that. I believe that God is an alien.
Like, well, you have to, right? Because by the Bible, he is an alien because he's out there.
You know what? Another like anybody like, who's out like slightly. This just like came back into my mind. I know Jonathan, like you just like popped in here. We're talking about reincarnation and stuff.
We were talking about weird ways to die, but
that was our foolish mortals was our
Rihanna got a negative chat, and now she's off to the races.
No, you are. No, so I feel like okay. So Rihanna one of my clients
wants to fight everybody on the internet.
That's why I haven't reached Nirvana yet, motherfuckers. Thank you. It's fucking your fault over there.
It's because of chats. You're working those fucking chats.
I thought this was really fascinating. I want to hear like people's opinion on this.
Yeah.
So my Hindu client, she was saying that when we enter this earth, okay, so we're coming back as reincarnated, right? So when we enter again as an infant baby, like prior to that, God is basically telling us you're going to do this again. So when we're
cut that out.
Disgusting. When we are in the womb, it's almost like she was saying that like it's like the worst for the child that is growing. It is the worst stage of their life because it's still the soul of the person that doesn't, you know, wants to go to heaven. So they have, but then they're like, nope, you didn't make it. You didn't reach Nirvana yet. So you're forced to have to go through this again. So they say when babies are constantly crying when they're first born and you're just like, what's wrong with this kid? That's because it's the soul mourning to God and arguing with God until they've like, you know, become in, you know, into their new form.
Or I feel whatever. Like I'm still mourning.
I thought it was kind of cool. I was like, I'm so like, again, like, that's not, I've never heard anything like that in my life until recently. And I know a lot of people are like, that's fucking crazy. But I'm like, okay. Like,
crazy.
Or even she was seeing stuff like where our, like the baby, even when the baby's like forming in the stomach, not until they're actually born does the soul actually come to the body. And that's when they're crying and they're just like, like, cause they're entering this new atmosphere and they're going through this whole cycle again. I don't know. And then she was also saying like, which like brought tears to my eyes. She was saying like my daughter like chose me, like her soul chose me to be her parent. She chose you to be her parent. And I was just like, if that's true, that is so special and so beautiful that like she chose us.
But that doesn't always happen, right? We fall. I don't know.
I'm sure you would have chosen. I'm not even going to finish that sentence. We're not going to go there.
But I'm sure there's parents, there's awful parents. They weren't chosen, right? Or was it just bad? Was it like when you're a supervisor?
Bad karma. It's the karma. If you got shitty ass karma, you're going to go to shitty ass parents.
It's not like when you're a manager and you hire somebody and they look like great on their resume and then you hire them and they're like fucked up and they're not like what you thought they were. It's not that. Like they seem like they'd be good parents, but
I think again it's the karma. Like if your karma, if you were
never
really,
put it on the resume.
If you were constantly fucked up in your past life, your karma in your next life is gonna be fucked up until you start to fucking get it. If you don't get it, you just fucking keep.
We gotta ask someone who's actually like of the Hindu belief. But I'm wondering, is it like
have somebody on YouTube message us?
Is there some direct karma where that like if you were an alcoholic in your previous life, like you get alcoholic parents. Is there like direct karma like that? There has to be, right? In some form. I don't know. I'm not going to speculate.
Wait, how many people are alive?
How many people were born?
Born.
How many people are alive? There's a lot. Billions alive. How many one-handed typing people
it's are like 5 years
born every day. There is approximate, whoa, geez, we're going to run out of space soon. So there's about 37,000 people who die. There's about 385,000 babies born.
Wow.
A day. So we're going to start running out of real estate.
Wow.
Bill Gates is furious right now.